Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.
The second group of position players showing up at the Combine today. Thank you for tuning in right here at joebucksfan.com. Justin Pulaski here with your Draft Buzz podcast, and the only buzz going on right now regarding the NFL draft is at the Combine today. Quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs all showing up. So let's get right to the quarterbacks. The big competition, who will be the number one quarterback selected in the NFL draft in April? It's between Blaine Gabbert, Cam Newton. Cam Newton will throw and go through all the work at the Combine. My thing with Cam Newton is going to be what he does in the interview process. What does he do up when he's on the board explaining how plays, how reads work out on the field? There's nothing really that concerns me about his play on the field. He's big, he's physical, got a strong arm, very mobile. I know he's a great athlete, and I know he can throw the football. So there's no really issues with him on the field. So him throwing at the Combine, not as big a deal to me as how he does in the classroom. Blaine Gabbert, on the other hand, I think he'll be very good in the interview process. I think he's a leader. I think he's a pretty smart quarterback. But we need to see him kind of go through the motions and throw a bit on the field. Why Blaine Gabbert and Cam Newton are getting so much pub is just because there's not really an elite quarterback in this class. Andrew Luck comes out. He's the number one player, not just quarterback-wise, but in the entire draft. He did not. So now we're trying to figure out who is that number one guy. Cam Newton will throw. Blaine Gabbert won't throw. Jake Locker, Ryan Mallett will both throw as well. And this is going to be important for both of these guys. Jake Locker needs to show he can be accurate at all points of the field. We know he's going to light it up in the 40. We know he's a very good athlete. But throwing-wise, he's got to show more accuracy. Ryan Mallett is going to have a lot of questions to answer in the interview process, especially with rumors of not just drug use, but possibly drug addiction. At the wide receiver position, really, it's a two-man race to be the number one overall wide receiver on the board, but I think A.J. Green will end up getting that. He's a fast receiver, good size, great hands, great body control. The catches he makes are just unbelievable. One-handed circus catches. I think A.J. Green's top receiver. Julio Jones should put on a show, though, at the Combine with his size and his speed. Jonathan Baldwin. Don't forget about Jonathan Baldwin. This is a guy who could go to the Combine at 6'5", 230 pounds, and could run in the 4.4s, which would be blazing fast. Speaking of blazing fast, that's what you get with the next two guys. Torrey Smith, out of Maryland, could end up running the fastest 40 at the Combine at right around 6'1", right around 200 pounds. Titus Young has been compared to DeSean Jackson. He said the fastest timed 40 he's ever had was 4.35. That's what DeSean Jackson ran at the Combine. Titus Young then said he expects to run in the 4.2s at the Combine. We will see that when the wide receivers, running backs, and quarterbacks do work out. That workout part of the Combine for this group will be on Sunday. Guys like Niles Paul could also impress. Randall Cobb out of Kentucky and Jarrell Jernigan out of Troy. He's a smaller type receiver, doesn't have the height, does have kind of good bulk to go with his 5'9 stature at just around 200 pounds, but could run in the 4.3s. That should really bolt his stock going upward. And Leonard Hankerson, if he can go and run a good 40, 4.45 to 4.5 in that range, Leonard Hankerson could start to get talk of first round as well. And the running back position, Mark Ingram will show up. He's going to, all reports have it that he has dropped some weight. He wants to run a really fast 40. Some people say he's trying to crack that 4.29 range. If he does that, you're going to see Ingram's stock start to rise and possibly go into the top 10. Mikel LeSure out of Illinois is a bigger back. Shouldn't really light it up in the 40-wise, but you know, LeGarrette Blount didn't light it up in the 40 either. He's a bigger back. LeSure runs with power, great vision, and can find the hole and bust out long runs. Ryan Williams has a lot to answer in the medical process. He's had a lot of injuries, including a hamstring injury last year, but if Ryan Williams tests out okay, it only takes one team to fall in love with you, and Ryan Williams might be the most talented running back in this class. And of course, Noel Devine showing up, adding 16 pounds to his frame since the Senior Bowl. That was just a few weeks back. Very impressive coming from a small back like him. That's the NFL draft buzz for today. The Combine continuing on in Indianapolis. Remember, for all of your NFL draft news, you want to keep it locked right here at joebucksfan.com as we'll continue to break it down tomorrow. A lot of Bucks fans will be interested in this. The defensive lineman and linebacker show up. We'll preview that tomorrow. Of course, we'll recap the Combine all next week. So keep it locked right here all day, every day. Continue coming back to joebucksfan.com.
Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.